Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast. This is the B segment, a guest segment. We have a wonderful guest for you, Diego Hernandez, who's a licensed clinical psychologist. He'll talk about ART, A-R-T. We'll talk about what ART is in just a second. We should tell you that we are always brought to you, at least recently, by Persona Nutrition. I'm excited that Persona Nutrition is our sponsor. If you're confused about vitamins, Persona experts cut through the hype and confusion. You can have supplements customized to your need. Visit mypersona.com and take the free online assessment. Then you get to talk to a nutritionist at your leisure for free and to find out what you need or what you don't need. mypersona.com. Dr. Hernandez is our guest today. This is segment 1011B, 1011B of You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast. Remember, for segment 1020 on our 20th anniversary, we have a special segment, special show, double show. Both the A and the B segments will be on longevity. Great guest, but a great segment is lined up. As is today, Diego Hernandez is a licensed clinical psychologist who is an expert in and a teacher of accelerated resolution therapy known as ART, and you can find out more about it at artinternational.org. Dr. Hernandez's own website is balancedlivingpsychology.com, and he can tell you more about it. He has been the clinical director and is the clinical director of the ART research at the University of South Florida. He's a past clinical director of military trial of ART at UCSF and co-author of ART-related publications. He works privately and on retreat with active duty military and veterans. Dr. Hernandez, you're going to have to explain what is ART to me, and what is the organization ART International?
Yes, ART stands for Accelerated Resolution Therapy. It's an evidence-based therapy practice that takes some of the best elements of existing therapies and combines them into a very directive procedure. So at the University of South Florida, we've been researching ART for the past 10 years and recently made a change, and it was following our work with hospice that's actually led for me to be a consultant with ART research at the Mayo Clinic. So we've taken a therapy that was originally designed to resolve traumatic experiences, and most of our research and work has been with the military, and begun applying it to medical conditions and medical situations. And that's what our recent publications are through our research with hospice. And it's we've got two publications. One is in the American Journal of Hospice and Palliative Medicine, and the other is in the Omega Journal of Death and Dying that reviews our recent study, which is a very focused four-session protocol for adults 60 and older who are suffering from complex grief. And that's grief that's usually multiple losses and lasting for longer than a year.
And now the complex grief means... is grief that doesn't abate with time, as I understand it, meaning most people have a period of grieving when they lose a significant other or close significant other. I guess significant other pertains to family members as well as non-family members if they're significant to them. But that period, with time, we usually... have a resolution of that in our own mind. So complex grief would be someone who can't get over this. Is that right, or isn't getting over it?
Yeah. Another way to describe that is not getting over it, I like to use the description of grief being stalled. There's some interesting neurological research that actually shows from brain imaging that folks suffering from complex grief actually have a similar presentation neurologically to post-traumatic stress. And that was some of the measures that we used in our study was actually, you know, measuring the symptoms of post-traumatic stress. So, you know, for example, someone might be reliving, you know, taking their loved one to the hospital or key events that are related to their care. For example, one spouse was taking care of her husband and trying to help him shower, and he fell on her, and they were trapped for more than 2 hours. And so that was, not only a traumatic experience, you know, struggling to help him and to, you know, get out, but it was also one of those things that you're reminded of constantly every time you shower every day. Events like that to, you know, feelings of a betrayal from an oncologist who maybe felt the test results were not as significant, and then they turned out to be significant. You know, just a number of events that just get internalized, you know, in the process of medical care that the individual experiences it at, you know, as a small or a cumulative trauma. And that's the approach that we took with our study, because there's no evidence-based treatments for complicated grief. And most of the medical emphasis is on the symptoms. And so this is what differentiates art, is that we focus on the story, the narrative, and the way that the narrative is stored. And we work on the narrative and related themes to actually drive it to a resolution rather than simply treating the symptoms.
Help me out with explaining this to people. The process that you use to help people overcome the stall, how is that different between post-traumatic stress or a military stress-like event and grieving? Or is it the same four sets of things?
Well, yeah, there's a lot of similarities, and this is why an approach like accelerated resolution therapy can work in any of those situations. It's really focused on the individual and how they experience the event. So how it works is it is a very focused mind-body relaxation, and what we're targeting is memories and experiences that are what we call subcortically stored. They're considered unintegrated experiences because it's the body's survival mechanism to hold on to this information in a very clear, free-floating, timeless way. And this is part of how people re-experience these events. But there's also contextual information that's stored more in the cortex proper that the information doesn't communicate. It's not necessarily connected. But through this process of progressive relaxation, eye movements, in guiding someone through the event, we're able to work through to where the body kind of releases that, you know, subcortical trauma memory, and it starts to integrate it with the existing memory, and you basically eliminate those triggers.
And the process, so you say, it is relaxation therapy, or what we would do for stress management. Take us through some of the specifics, if you would. How long does it take? How many teachers are there? Can you find people who do accelerated resolution therapy throughout the country? What's the process of training the people who administer this or help with this? Give us a little more depth on that, would you?
Sure. We have about 5,000 people trained across the U.S. I mean, mostly, you know, and through Florida, basically the whole Eastern Seaboard, and then we have a lot of folks in Arizona and surrounding areas, as well as folks in Canada. And our work with the Army, we have about 500 people in Army Behavioral Health who are applying this technique, you know, throughout posts, you know, around the country and around the world. And for example, one of our trainees from Walter Reed actually just published a paper where they did an intervention, you know, in Afghanistan during deployment following an unexpected loss. And seven individuals who volunteered to go through an ARC session actually had less symptoms of anxiety, depression, and post-traumatic stress a year later, you know, at the end of that deployment. So it's a very mobile approach. Now, the training is a three-day training. It gives you a biological basis for memory, and it actually takes you through the very basic level structure of the technique that is for licensed mental health practitioners or folks who are in training and supervision to actually be able to target a single event or single memory. And then there's advanced and enhanced trainings that can actually do, you know, more of a deeper type of work, especially around personality and childhood trauma, so forth. But you know, after a three-day training, you're basically prepared to begin using the very basic protocol.
And if someone wants to learn more about this, they can go, I guess, to artinternational.org is one of the websites.
Yeah,
or they can
right.
go to your website. Is that correct? And your website is, why don't you tell us, I have it as balanced, BALANCED, livingpsychology.com. Is that right, Dr. Hernandez?
Yeah, that's correct. And so I have some links on my website. It's actually in need of being updated. I've been quite busy prior to COVID and then during COVID. But there's also some media links. Like I've used this technique in working with folks from special operations and through some of the work with the CARE Coalition. Also, I was traveling with a play written by Lieutenant Colonel Scott Mann called The Last Out, Elegy for Green Beret. And so I've adapted these techniques for also for human performance. So I've worked with the cast as veterans, and I've worked with them as well as the crew. And so there's some links to CBS This Morning, Fox News, and so on and so forth. So you can actually find a little more about the technique and as well as the play.
Thanks very much. Anything that I should have asked you that I didn't ask you about art?
It's really a brief approach that helps move someone through these experiences fairly rapidly, and the majority of our research for folks to have a significant reduction in symptoms is the average is 3 to 5 sessions. Now, you know, through personal practice, we find it's like, you know, having long-standing history of trauma, you know, might take a little bit longer, but people are able to move through. That was one of the things that was characteristic about our grief study, showing that the grief was, you know, basically stuck with these folks, and in spite of having continuous support through regular hospice services, you know, they weren't moving through it, you know, at an expected rate. And so a big part of moving through grief is letting go of the pain of loss and moving towards integrating the meaning of that relationship in the present today. I mean, we have a lot of, you know, rituals and traditions such as wakes and things that, you know, help to facilitate that process for people. And we were able to kind of help people in process working through that grief to kind of restore the natural you know, progress of that, and in some cases help speed it up. And another comment with what we've got going on with COVID right now is a prolonged stress response. So a lot of people are re-experiencing grief and stress, and then those who are losing loved ones really lack those traditional means to kind of help with the grief. You know, people are you know, attending funerals and wakes through Zoom, and you know, we're really outside of that human context. We're social creatures by nature, and we need that interaction, and it's the sharing of stories and mutual support that helps people to integrate the meaning of that loss. And so we're able to help facilitate that using the accelerated resolution therapy, and it works for a number of specific situations and events, everything from car crashes to public speaking to, you know, combat trauma.
We've been talking with Dr. Diego Hernandez on You, the Owner's Manual radio podcast. Thank you for listening. This has been episode 1011B, as usual, sponsored by Persona Nutrition. I use Persona for my personalized supplements. You can too. You can talk to a nutritionist. It's free, no obligation. And you can take the free online assessment at mypersona.com. You can get supplements personalized just for you at that, mypersona.com. If you go /Roizen, that's my last name, R-O-I-Z-E-N, you get a discount on your first two orders or so. This is Dr. And it changes from time to time. And since you can access this podcast later in the year than when we broadcast it, or maybe even 2 years from now, it may change. But as of now, you get a discount if you go to mypersona.com/Roizen. So thanks very much for listening. This is fascinating. ArtInternational.com for more information on advanced resolution therapy, something that's really important. I guess it would be called accelerated resolution therapy, something that's really important in dealing with both grief and stress and a number of conditions that surround those two names. Accelerated resolution therapy. Thank you, Dr. Hernandez. We'll be back next week with another very stimulating and interesting guest. Thanks again.